10% of WYXR's annual funding, $85,000, used to come from federal support. That funding is now gone. If you enjoy this archive, please make a donation, start a monthly gift, or add a few dollars to your current one. As public media faces an uncertain future, support from our Memphis community matters more than ever. Give now at WYXR.org.
I'ma keep this feeling close to me, but I think I lost my mind. 11 months of the same routine, keeping up this facade of mine. I'm gonna buy you some roses, baby.
Listening to 91.7 FM WYXR for the girls with me, your host, Trinity Adair. Today's a super fun day. We've got some fun music playing for today, but also going to be airing my interview with the ladies from the Gettin' Grown podcast. Last week, I had a wonderful chance and opportunity to interview Chef Jade and Dr. Kia, the ladies from the host of the Gettin' Grown podcast, to promote their show that's coming here to the Green Room on August 14th. Tickets are still for sale. They're going to be doing their live version of the podcast, which is going to be super, super fun and definitely a great time. And we for sure had a great time just having a fun conversation. And so can't wait to be airing that for you guys later on today. But until then, we're going to play some fun tunes, but definitely make sure to stay tuned. You are listening to For the Girls with Trinity Adair on 91.7 FM WYXR Memphis.
I'm not getting over it. Darling, is it cool if I'm starving when it comes to this? I guess we're in time. If you're getting yourself well for me, I guess you're all mine. You're sleeping in this bed. Just think you're cool. I dig your cinema. Do you think I'm cool too? Or am I too into you? Damn, you're a joint and you got it all. I wanna know, yeah, give me all you got. That's cinema. That's cinema. To me. Something in the way you move. I like it when you dance with me. You all the time. In doses and I. No roof on the drive. Dust off the I just think you're cool. I dig your cinema. Do you think I'm cool too? Or am I too into you? I just think you're cool.
get intimate. You got the cinema. You got the cinema.
Nothing's easy when it comes to life, but that's how it goes. Everything that you want comes with a price, yeah. Silver rainbow.
See, now I talk about it every night. But no one's gonna know unless you're doing it right. Cause it really doesn't matter if it's black or it's white. No one's gonna know unless you're doing it right. You and I can talk about it every night. But no one's gonna know unless you're doing it right. Cause it really doesn't matter if it's black or it's white. No one's gonna know unless you're doing it right.
I'm body, your body.
Change if you just give them time. Yeah. Everyone grows. There's some things you won't know until you die. Sit now.
This is Kirk Whalum, and you're listening to WYXR 91.7 FM, Memphis.
Wondering what your world's like. Who's your favorite girl? I wish I need
WYXR has been nominated for Best Radio Station in the Memphis Flyers Best of Memphis 2025. If you love what you hear, show your support and vote for us now at bom25.memphisflyer.com. Voting is open through Wednesday, August 13th.
Support for WYXR comes from Slowdown Cinema Club, presenting a special screening of Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind at the Museum of Science and History on Friday, August 22nd. More info and tickets can be found at slowdowndrygoods.com. Support for WYXR comes from Halloran Center Presents, featuring the Memphis Songwriter Series hosted by Mark Egger Stewart. Mark and his musical guests take audiences on a journey behind the music, sharing personal stories and introducing new works. The season begins on Thursday, August 7th, with Jimbo Mathis, Tanya Dyson, and Jeremy Stanfill. More information at orpheum-memphis.com/hc-presents.
Hi, this is Megan Christina, and you're listening to For the Girls with Trinity Adair on WYXR 91.7 FM.
Hey guys, you are listening to For the Girls with me, your host, Trinity Adair, and I'm here with two amazing ladies. I'm here with Chef Jade and Dr. Kia. They are the lovely hosts of the Getting Grown podcast, where they discuss all topics that they deal with learning how to adult for real. Each week, this hardworking and hilarious duo bond around the kitchen table to explore the ghettos of adulting. That's good. Often featuring guests from all walks of life, they steer through family dynamics, culture, politics, entertainment, health and wellness, with a warm blend of guidance and humor that's refreshingly transparent. Welcome to For the Girls, Chef Jade and Dr. Kia. Thank you, ladies, for joining me this morning.
Thank you for having us. Yes, indeed.
Absolutely. Okay, so let's just go ahead and dive in it. So the two of you, because I've been doing a bit of my research, I definitely stalked you guys. The two of you have been friends for an extremely long time, and I know we all of us listening, can relate to having a glass of wine with your girlfriend and being like, we should start a podcast. So if one of you can just explain to me what that process was like and what made you guys decide to go ahead and let's just do it. Let's just start the Getting Grown podcast.
You want me to start this or you got it?
Go ahead.
Okay, so it was actually an accident. I think Jade and I may be unique in that way, in that we actually never sat around and said we should start a podcast. We were just friends, and we, you know, our friend group felt like family very instantly, you know, in a very organic way, and it was very natural. We have other podcasts represented within our friends group, and they encouraged us, you know, y'all should do a show. And you know, at the time I was in grad or just finished grad school, or I was in, I don't remember, was it 2017? I think I had just finished grad school and was just starting you know, a postdoc, and you know, Jade was a mom and working, and you know, we were just, I remember saying to one of our friends, you know, he was like, you should start a podcast. And I said, well, I'm not a podcaster. I'm just a girl that goes to work every day. And he said, you know, there are so many girls that go to work every day that would very much relate to where you are in your life and where Jade is in her life. And, you know, that's sort of how Getting Grown was born. We came together to in real life to support each other through, you know, certain phases of our development into adults. Jade saw me through my doc program, and you know, we were there, you know, as she transitioned into wife and motherhood and negotiated, you know, we did all that together. And so we've been doing it together ever since at the kitchen table, now with this beautiful community of other adults who are navigating what we call the worst hood, adulthood. And that's how it happened. You know, I was thinking, you know, I don't know how this is going to go, but we'll do it for a few months and see what happens. And people started listening.
Yeah.
And they've been listening ever since.
They bring the Holly and I bring the Hellion. So it's a nice balance betwixt the two of us.
Good. I love it. And I love how organic it is too, because I feel like the podcast equipment is extremely accessible now.
There's for sure.
People with podcasts.
Too damn accessible.
We need the tariff. That's where the tariffs need to start.
Tariff the podcast equipment. I'm not even for nothing he's talking
about. Please. There definitely needs to be some sort of certification or just
something.
Just something. It should not be that easily.
You got to do something.
I love it. And I love that you guys touch on community. So what would you guys say has been the greatest thing that you guys have received as podcasters of this show? Like, just been able to take with you emotionally, socially, within the community from hosting this podcast?
I think for the both of us and for myself, it's provided a lot of opportunities to expand community, I guess maybe in ways we didn't realize it would initially. Like Kia said, we listened to our friend. We were like, all right, I guess, girl, like, we'll try this. But it was nice that it resonated, because we're on two different ends of the spectrum. We have certain parts of the spectrum where we completely overlap and meet. And I think that range is beautiful for the bevy of Black women out there, and men, and non-binary people, and anybody who's listening. I think that foundation of us being Black, but also having those disparities and having those similarities, are what has roped our community. And then for myself, I didn't quite know exactly what my path was. And it was been nice to sit with Kia while she knew hers, but I didn't quite know what that was. And it's kind of organically developed through this journey. I didn't even know what a podcast was initially. Thanks. So, you know, from there, I've been able to go to culinary school to really tighten up, you know, what that particular love was, and, you know, host other opportunities that where I can bring food into this. So I know that it's opened up, and like the net has been cast wide for not only the opportunities, but the community as well. And it's just afforded so many things that you just didn't see on the horizon.
For sure. I would also add that, you know, in addition to the beautiful community that we've built, the collective processing space, like for Jade and I, as individuals, but also, like, I think we have given folks permission to figure it out as we go. And I know it seems like I've known all the time that I was going to be Dr. Kia. I just knew that I was a good student and I liked school.
Yeah.
But in terms of, like, the specifics of where I am working and the kind of work I'm doing, that has absolutely been an evolving process that Jade has seen me through as a friend, and that we have lived out loud as a show. And I think collective processing, giving folks permission to try things and fail, to try things and figure it out. Mm-hmm. That's really what adulting has, you know, proven to be all about for us. And so, yes, I knew that I wanted to, you know, be an academic, but I think getting grown has helped me to refine and get clarity around the kind of academic that I'm able to be, because I'm not a conventional academic. I'm not a professor. But, you know, in many ways, through getting grown, you know, we teach. And that's why we give Jade her honorary doctorate as well. She's also. Yes,
I am a doctor as well. I wrote a dissertation. I defended.
Yes.
I didn't know what I was talking about, but I did.
Period.
It.
She was out here with me in the church.
I love that. I love it. And I love that you mentioned that, and how you guys are able to just sort of exemplify what it means to be two Black women in a healthy friendship, a healthy relationship, personally and professionally. But you don't have to agree on everything. There is a sense of sameness. Mm-hmm. And I think that is something, especially within those who are in my age group, is just trying to understand, like, we don't have to be the same to each other. And you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
That mindset.
I think that makes it better. That makes it better.
Makes it so much better.
Sorry.
Oh, for sure.
Okay. You don't allow the beauty of the diversity of a friend group and people's individual personalities when you try to pigeonhole them into being to what you in. And I think that's the beautiful part of our friendship too, is I wouldn't have known nothing about the academic world if it wasn't for Getting Grown and for my friendship with Kia. I probably would have had a very skewed view of academics in general, but because, like Kia said, she's not a conventional academic, and we've been able to allow so many others into this space and put it in a way that breaks it down for the community in general.
Yes.
Yeah, it makes the information accessible, and it's information we all need, not just academics. It's things like that where I'm really grateful for this space, because I would have never been there otherwise.
Yeah, and difference is a gift. Difference is conflict, even conflict, differences of opinion, being able to work through things as a unit, as a team, as a friend, as a community. That's a part of life. I think we had a show recently where we talked about intentional community building, and our brother XD helped us out with that. And one of the things he said is that he feels like, you know, it's clear that generationally we've gotten to a place where, as you said, Trinity, everyone wants sameness and ease. But that has in a lot of ways broken down our capacity to, negotiate through real life things. Like, difference is a part of life, and we have to learn how to be different, but not throw each other away. There are things that experiences that I would have never known anything about had it not been for Jay, or had it not been for some of the amazing guests that we've had on the show. And it has broadened my horizons. It has made me stronger. It's made me a better communicator. It's made me a leader. It's built my confidence, because I know that I can be in any room and still be myself. So these are sort of the things that help us grow and get better. So you shouldn't want to be around a bunch of people who are just like you, because that's pretty boring, to be fair.
Boring, absolutely. And something that I saw that I loved, everyone says that they want community, but the price for community is sometimes conflict, and it is annoyance, but that's not something to run away from. So
yep.
I just love that whole thought process. I love it. Let me see, because these are some good questions and I want to make sure we have enough time. How do your personal upbringings shape the way you approach the topics that you guys discuss on the Get and Grown podcast, as far as family, community, all the things?
I approach everything chaotically.
That's not
over there, but I try to streamline it. I actually love how our personal upbringings influence our conversation, because like I was saying in the beginning, they were so different, but they were also so similar. So we have a conversation about the way that our family fried catfish, or the way our family smothered some chicken, and we're gonna meet here, right? And I will tell Kia a story about how my father, once he got his first house, watered the lawn in a pair of Tims and some drawers, and it's gonna be totally different than her deacon grandfather. But it also brings so much color to the conversation, and it brings so much color into each other's lives. I called her this week. My grandmother passed away, and we're dealing with negotiating all of the family dynamics that come along with that, and it's been colorful. It's been sad, but it's been colorful. And I've been able to process that with Kia. She lost her grandmother a couple of years ago, and so we can share that experience. We can share the similarities. We can share, how people like to cut up in the family. This is radio, so I am censoring myself. It is incredible.
You're doing a great job.
Thank you. Me over here fighting for my life.
Focused and concentrated. I see it in
fighting
your face.
Fighting for my life.
And you're doing well. I want to commend you.
Thank you so much. But it's been able to be able to have somebody who's been through that experience, and you can hear those things. But then also you'd be like, tell you what he was doing over
there. Yeah.
It's really a breath of fresh air. So I think it's moments like that that make it special. I think that answered your question. I also have ADHD, girl.
Dang. Okay.
That's totally fine. That actually helps the entertainment of the doing the show. So
seasoning all.
Yeah, I love that, and I love that the two of you are just able to, you know, hold each other in that space, and you know, in that season where the two of you can just come together, and I think that's beautiful. I love it. As Black women, how do you navigate both being visible and vulnerable in the podcast space?
That's a good question. I would say, you know, I think carefully, but honestly, because I think just to honor ourselves and our personal lives, there are things that we hold close or sort of keep sacred within our friendship. But I do think that there is a level of transparency that people come to expect when it comes to getting grown. And it goes back to what I was saying before around giving ourselves and other people who are like us permission to be vulnerable. I feel like so much of our existence and our image has been tied into, you know, presenting a certain way and having things figured out and, you know, being collected. And, you know, there is a part of life where, you know, that is warranted and important and should be a priority. But that's not like our humanity also gives us permission to not know and to be confused and to be sad and to be hurt and to be annoyed and to be mad. I think it is about creating space where Black women can be their full selves unapologetically and without judgment. You know, the fact that there are things that make us angry doesn't make us angry. You know, we have the right to be upset when things are upsetting, but that does not need to become our whole identity. So I think Jade and I are very intentional about being honest. Mm-hmm. And we think that that creates space where people also recognize that honesty is a part of the package. And I think in that, you know, I hope that we give other people permission to show up as their full selves, because, you know, that, you know, having to keep up appearances all the time is what leads to burnout and exhaustion. And we as Black women are dealing with enough. We should not have to also manage other people's feelings about our feelings as well.
I love that. That is so healing. Right now, I feel like I'm healing just by having
your daughter feel covered.
Girl, it's all right, girl. It's okay.
That's what we. This is what we do over here.
Kia, yeah,
expresses it so beautifully. I'll just come and, you know, put my breast on your neck and hug you real tight like a mom.
Like, arms just wrapped around me.
Exactly. Absolutely. That's what we do.
Like fried green tomatoes. It's wonderful.
That's right.
With a nice little tomato relish on top. Just a little bit.
Don't get us started. Don't get us activated.
Don't get me going.
Okay? We can talk about it.
I can't wait to come to Memphis and eat. Thanks. I'm so excited.
Very big thing.
Yeah. We can't wait to host you guys. I definitely feel like the two of you are going to bring something just very refreshing, and just a fresh wind is going to come through when you two come to the city. So please talk to us about the show, because the two of you will be here on August 14th at Crosstown at the Green Room for your live show. That's why we're here, just to discuss the Getting Grown live show that's coming up. So talk to us about how that's going to look and just what the two of you are looking forward to when it comes to coming to Memphis.
We won't give too much, but we do want y'all to come. So essentially the range of conversation that you hear a little bit of here and you can hear on the show, we bring that to the kitchen table, but it's not just us sitting on the stage talking at you. We're talking with you. We like to hear from the audience. We like to engage. When we say this is community, this is truly community. So we find beautiful interactive ways to make sure that we're hearing from our audience in real time while we're there. We have fun little trinkets and merch and, you know, things that are only going to be at the live experiences. And then there's a special guest who will be at this particular stop. that has not been at any other stop. So we're excited that each city we get to bring ourselves, but also we get to incorporate a piece of the city, a piece of you all's history as well. And so it's going to be fun, and you're a loser if you miss out, honestly.
I mean, I like to think of this is our community in practice. We are absolutely coming together. And as Jay said, this is not your conventional podcast experience where there's people on a stage and you're sitting quietly with your hands in your lap. No. We are going to have a big kitchen table at Crosstown, and we're going to engage in corporate discussion and dialogue and laughter and love and, you know, talking about real information and real things. You know, now more than ever, we have to cultivate space where that spaces that are safe for us. To deal with the ghettos that we are currently working through. and so that is what we hope to do in real time. We try to do it every week on our show, and it's been a while. We hadn't been out on the road since 2019. And so this is our first foray back into the live experience space, and we're excited to come to Memphis and bring a little piece of that, you know, and also get some barbecue.
Yes, get some barbecue. Definitely look at that list that Mackenzie y'all. She was
yes.
The right path, the right direction.
I have cross-referenced.
Yeah.
I looked at the menus. I know what I'm ordering everywhere. So
it's a time.
I'm excited about it.
I love it. Well, we're so excited. Thank you, ladies, so much for joining me on today's show. I appreciate the both of you for stopping by. If you're listening and you're excited and interested in going to the Getting Grown podcast live show, you can go to Crosstown.com/greenroom to get your tickets. And you can also follow the Getting Grown Pod on Instagram for more information about where these lovely ladies are going to be. Thank you so much. You are listening to For the Girls with me, your host, on 91.7 FM WYXR Memphis.
WYXR.
Memphis, 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 Memphis. Hello, hello. Y'all just got finished listening to my interview with the lovely ladies from the Getting Grown podcast, Chef Jade and Dr. Kia. Big shout out to them again for just such an amazing conversation and just a very healing and wonderful time to just speak with them and pick their brains. And if that type of conversation and that type of just community engagement is something that you're interested in, they will be at the Green Room on August 14th. They're going to be here very, very soon, guys. So run to get your tickets, because they're going to sell out very fast if they haven't sold out already. But yeah, we've got a few more minutes left in the show. Thank you so much for tuning in and kicking it with your girl today on For the Girls. We got some more music coming up, so definitely stay tuned. You're listening to 91.7 FM WYXR Memphis.
much I wanna say, it's a lie. We came a long way from the black. I just wanna keep building, yeah. I see you like you see me. We can have a little fairy tale, no TV. I don't care what we call it. I just wanna know you're solid.
Not your burden.